What if the key to happiness isn't changing your circumstances, but transforming how you experience them? For 2,500 years, mindfulness meditation has offered precisely this revolutionary perspective. Beyond trendy apps and corporate wellness programs lies an ancient practice with profound implications for modern life. This isn't just another self-help technique. It's a systematic approach to addressing our universal human condition, the persistent dissatisfaction we feel despite our best efforts to arrange perfect circumstances. Written by a monk with over 70 years of practice, this wisdom strips away mysticism to reveal meditation's practical essence, a skill anyone can learn regardless of background or belief. We all inherit an inescapable dissatisfaction that no external solution can permanently fix. Most of us maintain appearances while hiding inner desperation, occasionally glimpsing better possibilities through achievements or love, but these moments fade. The core issue isn't life itself, but our mental response to constant change. We categorize experiences as good, which we chase, bad, which we avoid, or neutral, which we ignore, creating an endless treadmill. This fails because pleasure is fleeting, pain inevitable, and we miss most of life through inattention. Vipassana meditation isn't about navel-gazing, chanting, or fighting inner demons. You don't need special attire, lifestyle changes, or monastery retreats. If your life has basic stability, you can start immediately. While many meditation systems exist, Vipassana teaches you to observe your mind with calm detachment. The goal is developing awareness so precise that you directly perceive reality's inner workings. Though relaxation occurs, it's merely a tool. The true aim is insight. Meditation isn't reserved for saints. Most experienced meditators live with remarkable energy and vigor. Holy figures aren't holy because they meditate. They meditate to become holy. The right attitude is essential in meditation. Be gentle with yourself. Accept who you are completely as the starting point for growth. Investigate everything through direct experience rather than taking statements on faith. View problems as challenges rather than obstacles to avoid. Don't overthink. Wordless, bare attention purifies the mind naturally without needing discursive thinking. Although many meditation subjects exist, focusing undivided attention on breathing is strongly recommended. This isn't about achieving deep absorption, but cultivating mindfulness to see things as they truly are, with wisdom free from prejudices arising from greed, hatred, and delusion. When watching bodily sensations, isolate feelings from mental formations and observe them mindfully. Similarly, observe emotions exactly as they are, without judgment. The goal is gaining insight into impermanence by seeing mind and body as both separate and interconnected. Mindfulness becomes our emergency kit for daily life, helping us face unpredictable situations with complete honesty about ourselves. It functions as mirror thought, reflecting only what's presently happening without bias. It's non-judgmental observation, seeing without criticism or condemnation. Meditation requires dedicated practice time, much like learning to walk as babies. Our minds, like muddy water, need time to settle naturally. Forcing clarity is counterproductive. Begin with manageable 20-30-minute sessions, gradually working toward hour-long sits over about a year. Consistency matters more than duration. Even brief 10-minute sessions help develop mindfulness. Rather than forcing discipline, observe restlessness and discomfort without engagement, allowing them to pass naturally. The key posture element is a straight spine, vertebrae aligned like stacked coins, with your head balanced above. Think of your spine as a young tree growing from soft earth, with the rest of your body hanging loosely. This upright position promotes alertness, while slouching leads to drowsiness. Every meditator faces challenges, but the right attitude transforms difficulties into learning opportunities. These challenges aren't obstacles, but material to work with, reflecting life's inherent mix of pleasure and pain. When pain arises, first adjust your posture. If pain persists, make it your meditation object. Don't resist. Observe it mindfully while relaxing physical and mental tension. When you dissolve the barrier between self and pain, suffering diminishes. For a restless mind, simply observe its activity without frustration. If the breath seems boring, you've lost genuine attention. True mindfulness approaches each moment with fresh curiosity, like a child's wonder. Fear may emerge from repressed memories, the unknown, or unskillful concentration. The solution is mindful observation, neither fighting nor repressing, but allowing fear to flow past while maintaining awareness. Advanced meditators share a common trait, the ability to laugh at their mistakes. Beginners often approach practice too seriously, creating tension through expectations. The remedy is simple. Drop expectations and meditate with balanced effort, enjoying the process without struggle. Meditation isn't just a special posture or set of mental exercises. It's the cultivation and application of mindfulness to every aspect of life. Like musicians practicing scales, seated meditation is where we sharpen fundamental skills that must be applied to the rest of our experience. Without this application, meditation remains sterile. Walking meditation serves as a crucial bridge between static sitting practice and everyday activity. Find a private space with room for 5 to 10 paces. Begin standing attentively for a minute, then coordinate your breathing with extremely slow, deliberate steps. Keep your head up, eyes open but unfocused, and maintain the slowest, comfortable pace. Throughout your day, periodically spend a few seconds checking your posture. Make a silent mental note of walking, sitting, lying down, or standing. Though seemingly simple, this practice can revolutionize your experience by tapping into an entirely new dimension of sensation. For serious meditators, no time is wasted time. Every spare moment becomes an opportunity for practice. Sitting anxiously at the dentist? Meditate on anxiety. Irritated while standing in line? Meditate on irritation. Bored at the bus stop? Meditate on boredom. As mindfulness develops, ego walls dissolve and craving diminishes. Our ultimate essence is pure and good, but hindrances block this natural state. As these obstacles clear, compassion flows freely. Your experience transforms. Each moment becomes distinct rather than blurred. Everything appears vivid and special, free from mental labels. Through deep meditation, you remain aware of both breath and mental phenomena, anchored in the present moment. You begin to perceive the constant flux of all things, witnessing unceasing changes in yourself and your surroundings. This impermanence becomes a source of joy rather than grief, revealing the dynamic nature of life. As practice deepens, searching for a fixed self reveals only physical sensations, emotions, and thought patterns. You find only impersonal processes, thoughts without a thinker, emotions without an experiencer. Loving friendliness, metta, emerges as essential to practice. Radiating loving thoughts with each breath creates a presence others can sense. This quality must extend beyond meditation into every interaction, transcending boundaries of religion, culture, and nationality, a universal force connecting all beings. The path of mindfulness isn't about escaping life, but experiencing it fully. In our distracted world, this practice offers something vital. The ability to be present, see clearly, and love unconditionally. It all begins with a single mindful breath.